The United Nations Security Council first imposed an arms embargo on South Sudan in May 2018. The Council renewed the embargo in May 2019 and again a year later in 2020. Brian Kastner, Senior Crisis Advisor and Weapons Investigator at Amnesty International, says the embargo is in place because South Sudanese government forces have proven unable to use their weapons responsibly, so the Council kept renewing the embargo to reduce the overall violence in the country.
The conditions for whether the embargo should be lifted or not, that those are up to the Security Council. But in the past, they have said it's generally, you know, there's many factors they will consider. One of them is certainly the human rights record of the government of South Sudan. And unfortunately, in this case, yes, the government is not protecting civilians. Not only that, government forces are often the ones committing the atrocities themselves.
Amnesty International submitted a report to the Security Council last week ahead of a midterm review of South Sudan's arms embargo due to be conducted before December 15th. In the report, the rights group reported numerous cases of extrajudicial executions, forced displacement, rape, torture, and destruction of civilian property by the government of South Sudan and former opposition forces between April and June 2020 in Central Equatorial State. The report says the level of violence against civilians quadrupled this year compared to last year, despite a ceasefire and a government of national unity. Again, Brian Kastner.
What we did is embark on a body of research to say, well, what is the current conflict situation in South Sudan, and how, and if the conflict is still ongoing, and if there are still cases of violence against civilians and massacres and forced displacement and the burning of villages, then obviously that means that the conditions for which the arms embargo was put in the first place, those conditions are still there. And unfortunately, what we found is that during the middle of this year, April to July of 2020, was one of the most violent times for civilians in South Sudan in years.
Kastner says, as the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, and the rebel National Salvation Front continued to clash in Central Equatorial State, government forces attacked civilians whom they accuse of supporting rebel forces.
We identified 110 homes that had been burned in various villages, mass displacement of tens of thousands of people, and then specific cases of torture and extrajudicial executions in the course of that fighting. Unfortunately, in Ye County, in Lanya County, in Morobo County, in Central Equatoria State, what we have found is a pattern where first those forces clash, government forces and NAS, and then afterwards the government forces will go to the nearby villages and accuse those civilians of being supporters of NAS, of supplying them with food.
In one case, a chief was tortured to death because the government said he did not warn them about an upcoming attack, according to Kastner. Aside from the several interviews with civilians and survivors of rights abuses conducted in Central Equatorial State, Kastner says satellite imagery and other data shows that violence against civilians occurred in Jonglei, Lakes, Warab, and Western Equatoria States.
The month of May was the worst month for violence against civilians in 4 years. So any narrative that the peace process is working, that the unity government is working, that South Sudan should no longer be punished is the word that they sometimes use with an arms embargo because the war is over. Well, violence against civilians was the worst in 4 years. In the month of May. That tells me that the war is not over. And unfortunately, again, we've been able to document these atrocities and these human rights violations and war crimes, which is more proof that the arms embargo should stay in place.
Government forces and the rebel group, the National Salvation Front, have clashed several times this year and accuse each other of violating a ceasefire signed in Rome, Italy, at the beginning of the year. The most recent violation took place earlier this month while the two parties were engaged in a trust-building workshop in Rome. It led to the withdrawal of the South Sudan Opposition Movement Alliance from the workshop after the group accused the government of attacking their forces in Lobono County of Central Equatorial State. The government army spokesperson denied the accusation and said it was NAS forces that initiated the attack. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.